They taught me that our Lord will never give up on us, but we'll give up on him. I preached and taught this I don't know how many times. But it's like every time I go into the Word of God now, something just different is just revealed to me. These verses, you know these verses, says, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help from the Lord. I know your Bible says my help cometh, but my Bible doesn't say cometh. It says my help from the Lord, because it wants you to know that once you realize that God done already gave you the help, that it's already there.
Amen. Amen.
Which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Man, that's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. That's a very key word, forevermore. Write it on the wall. Amen. Forevermore. That's why he said he does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because he does not change forevermore. I forgot this verse. That was something I was going to do, but it came to me this week because I was looking up to heaven and I was saying, God, I need your strength. I need your strength. I need you to help me. I'm not going to make it through this if you don't help me. And I kept looking up. And the sun stopped shining. A cloud covered the sun. I thought that was strange. Sun had been shining. It was cold, but the sun had been shining all day. All of a sudden, the cloud covers the sun. And it's like my countenance dropped a little bit. Because that which I was calling myself drawing strength from had been taken from me. Y'all don't hear me this morning. Lord, give him a spirit to hear. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. We know that he's not talking about looking to the mountains. And the word eyes is translated countenance. But see, the key to this is, it says, I will lift up my countenance to the hills. Amen. I will. That means you got to do something. You got to decide that you want to be lifted up.
Amen.
You got to decide you want to be encouraged.
Amen.
You have to decide that you want to be blessed.
Amen.
You have to decide that you want to be healed. You have to decide. This is a song of degrees, which actually means it's a word of levels, meaning that you have to grow.
Yeah.
You can't stay where you are and expect God to keep moving for you. I will lift up mine, what's in me, my countenance, my attitude, my disposition concerning whatever it is that I'm going through, and I will notice that the hills. Amen. That's why he made us the body of Christ. That's why we're the body of Christ, because in your deepest hour, you can sense and feel somebody standing in the gap for you. That's the hills. That's Zion. You're Zion. When you can feel and sense that there's other folks praying and standing in the gap for you, it encourages you. You can encourage yourself. Remember Paul said, stir up the gift. Sometimes you have to stir up your own gift. You have to remind yourself who you are. You have to remind yourself what God has promised you. You have to remind you where God said you were going. You have to do it. You can't depend on me, and you can't depend on Prophet Doodle-Little and Evangelist Sustu Sustu or whatever you want to call them. You have to depend on you. I found myself in a situation this week where I was the only one that believed. What you going to do when you're the only one that believes? I think, Rev, Pastor, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to believe. Amen. That's where my heels lie in at. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. So what? I'm tired. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Yeah. There's problems financially. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. My mind is troubled. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. There's situations I will believe. The report of the Lord.
Yeah.
This is the part that got me. It says, I will lift up mine eyes, my confidence unto Zion, from whence, out of whence cometh, now the word cometh comes in, to come my help. We have become spoiled by God. We expect him to do everything. I mean, we expect him to do everything. I did too. I ain't gonna lie to you. But this word, it means, help means aid. That means he's coming to your aid. Somebody ain't liking this. That means he's coming to your aid. He's going to aid you. But he can't aid you if there ain't no praise. If you've allowed your circumstances and your situations and your trials to stop your praise, then there's no place for him to self-exist. Because it says he inhabits the praise. If there's no praise, listen to me. A lot of times your praise ain't going to come out of your mouth. It's going to be in your soul and in your spirit. And God searches the intent, that which is in your soul. Pastor Keys, I said, Lord, I ain't know what, when the cloud covered the sun, I was like, oh man. My knees buckle, Brother Gregory. God, but then I heard God say, you might as well stand up because you can't go nowhere. You can either make this easy or you can make it hard. I said, well, Lord, it's hard enough on his own. I don't want to help it. That's when he reminded me. He said, remember what I told you years and years back concerning this verse that you just overlooked and forgot about? Your aid is coming from within.
Yeah.
You keep looking up at the sky expecting me to part the sky for you. And I'm telling you, what you're looking for is in you. Stir up the gift. Stir up the power that's within you. Stir up your praise. I found out praise ain't all the time you saying, Lord God, you're great. Lord God, you're mighty. Lord God, how wonderful you are. But sometimes praise, you're praising God when you say, you know what, I can do this. This battle is mine. This victory is mine. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn tail and run. I'm going to fight this battle by faith. That's praise. That's letting God know that there's something on the inside of you that's greater than your circumstance. I found out that my aid was in me all the time. It was in me. All I had to do was reach down inside and speak. I had to lift up my countenance. My attitude had to change. My mindset had to change. And I said unto myself, you know what, self? Yeah, I said, hey, self. I talk to myself quite regularly. And don't you think he don't talk back?
Amen.
Hey, self. What you want, boy? I have something to tell you. What? That you're defeated? That you're ready to give up? That you're ready to run? That you're looking for a way out? No. What I have to tell you is that I shall live according to the word of God. And the word of God tells me this, that I can do all things through Christ that has strengthened me, meaning that my aid is my enabler. That's my aid, my enabler. He has enabled me to run this race. He has enabled me to stand in the midst of standing. He has enabled me to sing forth praise from within my spirit when there's no praise coming out of my mouth. He has enabled me to fight back the warrior when he comes against me. He has enabled me to resist myself and to bring myself under subjection to the very power of God so that I can do that which is pleasing in the eyes of God. Oh, I found out, Pastor, where my help was. I kept quoting scriptures, and God said, you can quote them all you want. Let me tell you something. The word draws nigh unto thee.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Oh. I'm running around buying them in the name of Jesus. God said, I know what my word says. I know my word said, if you bind them in earth, I'll bind them in heaven. I know all about all of that. But you have to remember now, Brother Andy and I were talking about it this morning. There's a hope, an expectation of hope that's in you now. That now you don't have to bind everything. And loose everything. Now you have the power and the enabler in you where you can call those things that are not as though they are. My aid from the Lord. Letting you know that your aid, the word from, is also means out from within. My help came from in the air. My God. Amen. But you got to be able to see it in order to receive it. I ain't talking about some brand new Cadillac either. Or some 20 bedroom mansion. But I'm talking about life. I'm talking about life. Amen. You need to learn to appreciate the life that God done gave you. Whether it be good or bad. Pastor, I'm sick of preaching these messages that are leveled towards me. Directed directly at me. Amen. It says he made the heaven and the earth. How many have been outside and the wind been blowing really hard? And you say to yourself, man, I don't know what I'm doing out here today. But in actuality, you don't have no choice but to be out there. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So what you going to do about the wind? Thank you, ma'am. Don't get me started, Sister Gloria. I saw you trying to cross the street yesterday. Day before yesterday. But she deals with it. You do. If God created the heaven, which is the word heaven there is not talking about heaven above, but it's talking about heaven atmosphere or air. Yeah. And when it talks about earth, it's talking about this stuff that is up under your feet. Yeah. You have power to say to those things, you know what, wind, you blowing, but you're not going to move me. Because you know there's something for you to do. Amen. You know what that gets us to? Stop complaining.
Amen.
Stop complaining. We complain when there's sunshine, when it's 90 degrees, and we complain when it's 20 degrees. Amen. We complain when it's raining, and we complain when it ain't raining. When it's raining, we complain because we can't go where we want to go, we think. When it's not raining, we complain because our grass is turning colors. We complain when it's snow. And we complain. Some folks say, I wish it was snow. I'll be wanting to go, psh. Move to Alaska then. I'll help you get a ticket. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. What is God saying? If your aid is within you, your strength is in you, you have the ability to change your attitude towards your circumstances and your situations so that you don't waver. Because the moment you waver, your countenance changes. And when your countenance changes, you see things differently. Everything has a different sound to it. You feel things that you normally haven't felt. You hear things that you normally don't hear. I'm almost done, y'all. He will not suffer thy foot to waver. He will not, the word foot represents your walk. He will not allow your walk to waver because you're in the midst of a storm. Yeah. We all got storms going on in our life. Some of us may think one storm is greater than the other, but they're all the same. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad you got yours and I'm glad I got mine. Because I might not be able to handle yours. And I know you can't handle mine. Because it's the grace of God, I'm handling it. But that's when I found out my help coming. My help is derived or presented from within me because I have faith and confidence in God. Amen. It's rough out here, Rev. Rev taking care of mama. You got to get up and go to work every day, drive a bus with a bunch of folks that don't appreciate it. You ever been around folks don't appreciate you? Don't nothing hurt you more than being around a bunch of folks and they claim to be born again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. And they got no glory in them. They can't wait to come against you. That's when you need your help. That's when you need that aid to help you when you say to yourself, they're not going to move me today, Lord. I'm not going to let them change my countenance today. I'm not going to let them reverse the attitude that you gave me when I woke up. That's the aid we need. He that keepeth thee will not. I'm so glad.
Amen.
I'm so glad he don't slumber. I'm so glad he don't go to sleep on my situations.
Amen.
We go to sleep on him though.
Yeah.
Go to sleep while we're praying. Go to sleep while we're studying. Be out. And been sleepy all day. Mama pacing all day.
All day.
He that keepeth, he that protects, guards, puts a hedge about me. And I like this part, this rendition of it. He said, attends to. God attended to me this week. He attended to me because he said, remember who you are. And remember who I am. And remember where I am. He was attending to me, Brother Little John. He was letting me know that he'll never forsake me. As long as I don't allow my attitude or my disposition to change according to the word of God. Amen. There's some circumstances that you done cried and asked God to take you out of, and they done got worse. They have become deplorable. But the moment your praise began to elevate itself from within you, the situation didn't seem as bad as it was. You better believe it's at that time that somebody was watching your life. I gotta hurry here. Behold, he that keepeth Israel. When it's talking about Israel, it's not talking about Israel per se, but it's talking about a type of Jacob. Keyword, behold. The reason the word behold is key, because you have to see it in the spirit. A lot of times you look in the mirror, you don't see what God made you. You don't see what he called you to. You have to have perception beyond measure to see that he is guarding you, that he has a hedge about you. I hate to tell you this, but somebody been sent to you this week. They've been sent to afflict you, to bother you, to mess with you, to persecute you. And they're going to do it in such a way you ain't going to even realize you've been persecuted until you get home and realize how miserable they made you today. But you know what the key is? It's recognizing that your aid is within you. When you realize what they've done, you say to yourself, you know what? And you don't miss a step. You don't waver because of it. You know what? God is keeping us. Excuse me, that's what I said. When you don't listen to God the first time, he gives you no chance. He gives you no chance. God told me something last night. I did not listen. Just knew I could get by on my own knowledge and on my own understanding. And I found myself messed up. He said to me, Pastor Keys, you know what? I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to talk to you. Listen to me this time. I'll talk to you. Go here. I said, but Lord, I'm not going to make it there in time. He said, go here. All I could see was how far I had to go. And I looked at my watch and I said, I'm not going to make it. He said, you can sit here and be dumbfounded, or you can go and be blessed. There was no blessing in what I saw. But what I was seeing is what God already foreknew. I get on the freeway, it's like the craziest thing happened. How many times you been on 696 and there's absolutely no cars? Not a car. Nowhere. If I saw a car, it was stranded on the side of the road. Not a car. So I looked over to the other side of the freeway and there was cars everywhere. And I'm looking, and I'm laughing, you know. Now, I was doing about 80. I was trying to get there. And it was almost like, you know how the gelatin opens up in the Red Sea? It was like God parted my gelatin for me and allowed him to open my Red Sea for me. not a car. I come up off the freeway, not a car, the light changed. I was like, I looked at my watch again. I go, man, I made it here in 5 minutes. So I said, you know, I figured, well, I'll get here, Van Dyke, I'm going to get held up. I'm going to get the lights going, I'll change. I turn on Van Dyke, his car's going the other way. I saw one car in front of me, and he was going so fast, it didn't even matter. He had to be doing about 60. He was trying to get to breakfast or somewhere. But all the lights were green. I went to where I had to go. It went perfect. I come out, I sat in my car, and I said, And I heard God say, El Norma, stooge. What did I tell you? That when I speak, I move in the process. Then I say, I'll keep you in spite of you. I'm closing. Then he said, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy defense. He is thy defense for us. I can only, the only thing I do is bowl and go to church. So that's the only thing I can refer to. Something about bowling. Right-handers. In most cases, if there's 10 people on the lane, 8 of them people are going to be right-handed. 2 of them may be left-handed. Don't worry, Martina. I ain't going to tell them you're left-handed. It's like that side of the lane is wide open for them. And they striking and throwing pins all up in the air. And you saying to yourself, what's going on here? You hear folks say, this is a lefty house. This is a lefty house. I used to believe that until I did some research and found out the axis of the world. The axis of the world changes everything. So you can take the worst lefty in the world, they can hook the ball. Whereas you going, like Greg. I'm about to close. Just letting you know, God's got us. The sun shall smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. I know y'all looking at sun. There's a lot of folks. Well, I might as well say it. I done started it already. There's a lot of folks that's going to smite you during the day that claim to be believers. And then you got them folks that live in the night don't care. But you see, God made preparations for them too. He said the wheat will go right along with the... The sun shall not smite thee by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Calamity that you caused and calamity that you didn't cause. God will protect thee, preserve thee. Amen. He shall preserve thy soul. That's the part I'm interested in. That he will preserve my soul. How does he do that? By writing my name in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Amen. I was driving this morning, I heard the Lord say, you know, folks don't have a clue. They don't understand that I move for them, not because they call themselves righteous, but because they are righteous. You can't pray enough. You can't fast enough. You can't study enough. You can't sow enough to make yourself righteous in God.
Amen.
Don't get it twisted. You are righteous in God because God first loved you and gave his life for you. That's why Paul spent so much time in Romans talking about being justified in Christ. For there is no more condemnation of them that are in Christ because you've been justified.
Right.
Stop beating yourself over the head. God got you.
Amen.
He got you. I'm closing. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. They are just idioms, Greek idioms for sayings, for general life. I never thought I would say this one. God will preserve you and keep you if you in him or you fall out of him. And a lot of times you don't have to deny God and start going out doing all kind of crazy stuff to deny him. You can just forget who he is in you. Amen. We're on a journey. And you're going to meet a lot of folks on this journey. And a lot of them ain't going to mean you no good. Some of them are, some of them not. But you have to get to a place in God where you realize he is your aid and he's your strength. And he is your countenance. And he is your attitude. And he is your disposition. When you realize that, then it'll change your outlook on the life that you're living. Most of us already feel like God done dealt us a bad hand. It's easy to feel like that. Because it seems like everything you go through is going through. Brother John, my favorite saying is being, Lord, can I catch a break? So he's decided to be a funny man. Lord, can I catch a break? What do you want broke? So I just started saying, bless me, Lord. Whatever I go through, I say, Lord, bless me. I don't want to know if I can catch a break no more. I know your God don't talk to you like that, right? God keep it real with me because he know I have the ability to go off in the horizon someplace and miss out on everything he has for me. God won't let me miss out on what he has for me. Because he is preserving my soul. He is preserving my going out and my coming in. So whatever it is you're going through, God is going to preserve and keep you so that he can bring you back in to where he wants you. Amen. For this time forth, is this not your season? Is this your season? It's your season for the blessing. But guess what comes along with the blessing? Trouble, trouble. It's up to you to recognize and realize who your aid is so that you can stand. You want to know who you really are? After you get through reading the epistles, read Revelations. Don't be afraid. Read Revelations. And don't be looking for no monsters and no beast in it unless you want to get in the mirror and look in your own self. Yeah. I found out I'm the beast coming up out of the sea. All right, y'all. But God said forever and evermore. That lets you know that you've been preserved. You've been kept by the power of God. That lets you know how powerful God's love is. Amen. Baby, I could tell you some stuff. And I've watched God move in the midst of all of it. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I wasn't aggravated about some of it. And I wasn't displeased about some of it. And I wasn't unhappy about a lot of it. But it didn't change the fact that I realized, Elder Red Wine, that I had to acknowledge him. In all my ways. Not just in some, but in all my ways. If I wanted God to keep what? Preserving me. Jesus said, who in here is perfect? Have you ever realized how many perfect people you live around? I'm around folks that always know what they're talking about. You can pull out a dictionary. They can tell you that the word dark actually means light. You pull out a dictionary and say it means dark, and they still going to say it means light. Right. So you have to depend on your aid. I was calling on God. I said, Lord, you know you got to come to my rescue. But what I was asking him for was strength, agility, the mindset to keep it moving. That's after he showed me that my strength, my help, my aid was in me. So I started asking for it. I started calling it forth. Father, bring forth strength. Bring forth joy. Bring forth healing. Bring forth deliverance. Bring forth a mind of victory. Bring it forth. It's already in you, so why not call it forth?
Right. That's right.
Keep on looking up for heaven, waiting on the heavens to open up for you. You're going to starve. How many want God to fulfill the promises he made to you? I do too. But I don't know what he told you, but I know what he told me. Your attitude has got to continually change. It's got to be a continual thing. You got to change. That's why the man said, you know what? My attitude gets raked some days, so I have to die daily. I have to resist me on a daily basis. Because if I don't, I will miss out on what God has promised me. And if you think about everything that you've already been through, all the mess you've already put up from family and friends and co-workers and God knows who else, why not stand and get what God has for you? Stop running somebody else's race and make it yours. I'm going to leave that alone. I really am. But you need to stop running somebody else's race. I learned that the hard way. I'm a good listener. We forget who we are sometimes. And we forget what God has established in us. And it takes somebody that's not afraid to tell you the truth to quicken your spirit and remind you who you are in God. But the key to the blessing is being able to receive it in love. Amen. I was complaining, I think it was last week, complaining about the stuff that I have to do. And this beautiful young lady said, "Man, you better suck it up." That's what she told me. She said, "You better suck it up and be the man of God that he called you to be. You ain't going out like that." Hurt my feelings. Hurt my feelings. I was like, she didn't tell me to suck it up. But after I thought about that thing for a while, it made sense, Sister Diane. You can't stop doing what you're doing. You can't stop walking in your calling unless you're ready to leave here, and I'm not ready to go. So I tell you, suck it up and keep it moving. Man, that messed me up. I thought I was going to get some rub on the back and some sympathy. It'll be all right. You just hold on. God going to move for you. Man, you better suck it up and be the man of God God called you to be. Yeah. Everybody stand.